I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my seat.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, it's an artist spotlight edition with Kamasi Washington. Washington is a modern jazz saxophone pioneer, known for infusing his work with influences from all over the musical map. He grew up in Los Angeles in a musical family, including a saxophone-playing father, who instilled in him a deep reverence for the craft.
So it's hard for me to remember starting music. You know, it was kind of always there for me. It's like trying to remember when he first started talking.
By elementary school, it was second nature to quickly learn to play the hits he heard on the radio.
I remember taking my clinet to school and playing Boys to Men songs for my friends.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And they thought that was super cool that I could do that.
His appreciation for jazz grew as he learned how it influenced the hip-hop that surrounded him in the late 80s and early 90s.
I was showing them jazz records that were like samples from some of the hip-hop albums that they were hearing. It became kind of a thing for me to kind of turn my friends on to little musical ideas.
In the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract. Listening to hip hop, my pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well,
I was into like NWA and something about the Jazz Messengers. It felt kind of like connected to gangster rap somehow to me. I don't know why, but it did.
From there, as a teenager, he went headlong into the saxophone with an almost obsessive devotion.
When you get real serious about music, it kind of consumes you and it changes your life. So like my friends that I used to go hang out with, I wasn't really hanging out with them like that, you know? And like, so I was in the house 8-9 hours a day, all day long, just practicing my instrument. My mom actually thought something was wrong with me, like called a therapist.
She was
late to the house and like, Kamasi, are you sad? And I was like, nah, I'm just listening to this kind of Bar Eddley record. It becomes a kind of a solitary life, but you gain something, you get an insight into yourself.
A formative record for Kamasi Washington was John Coltrane's posthumously released album, Transition, from 1970.
Oh man, I hear the whole universe, man. It felt like when I got that record, you know, I'll never forget it.
It was a favorite of his dad's, but he couldn't really appreciate it. That is, until he happened upon it in a Tower Records in Hollywood, bought it, and popped it on his Discman on the bus ride home.
And I lost myself. I forgot that I was on a public bus. And I was already a big guy. I was like maybe 14 years old, but I was already a pretty big dude. And I remember opening my eyes, and this lady was like holding her purse, like, like, what is wrong with this guy, man?
For Washington, the yin to Coltrane's yang is James Brown.
Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what to see.
I went through my little jazz schnob era where I only wanted to listen to jazz. And it was James Brown that pulled me out of that. Train is like the telescope. He's looking at the farthest parts of the universe and the galaxies and all that. And James Brown is like the microscope. He's looking at the innermost workings of a singular cell. It's like so simple, but it's There's a whole universe in that simplicity.
Washington established himself as a top player by college and got gigs backing his heroes, Snoop Dogg, Lauryn Hill, Chaka Khan. But what really put him on the map was his collaboration with Kendrick Lamar on KDOT's genre-bending 2015 classic, To Pimp a Butterfly.
You ain't tried.
Washington was inspired by Lamar's willingness to experiment with his sophomore record after a more traditional debut.
Man, people don't usually do that. People have a hit record. They go somewhere around close to what they just did. He just went a whole different direction, and it gave me so much respect for him as an artist. You know, I just really feel like this record, it changed music.
After years as a player, Washington's solo breakthrough came that same year with his own ambitious triple record, The Epic.
I did have a feeling of like, when am I going to be able to kind of share my music with the world? I just wanted to make sure that even if I never had an album that got like a public release, I had a recording of what we were doing, and we felt like we had something special. I feel like I had something special to give to the world. And so that was always going to kind of happen no matter what, no matter how popular it got, like the music was going to exist.
In the decade plus since, Washington's career has been defined by experimentation and collaboration. That includes his work scoring the Shinichiro Watanabe anime show, Lazarus.
It's like we have a moment where we all know where we're going, you know, without saying it. It's like we all can see it. Like we're going right there. Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. And we meet there. And then that convergence, this moment happens that's beautiful, that feels like we all kind of connect.
And his latest, about-to-be-released project with his group called Dinner Party, with Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Ninth Wonder.
If it ain't
through all of it, Washington sees a common thread.
I think one of the biggest lies, one of the most disabling thoughts that we have is that you're separate than me. And in that, like, I don't really care what happens to you as long as it doesn't affect me. When the reality is that we're all connected, every single last one of us, all 7 billion of us. That sense of humankind being one, if we can get even a small fraction of that, you know, it would go a long way.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY. And you can catch Kamasi Washington with his group Dinner Party this Sunday evening at Union Transfer.